Sex, Love, and Fantasy Addict.
Hi.
Thank you for asking me to be of service. I loved this meeting when I attended regularly. I was asked to speak 6 months ago, which was like 2 weeks to the date right before my wedding. I got married, everything's perfect, see ya. No, that's not true. What I will say about what my life looks like today and what it looked like 5 years ago before I came into these rooms is I'm not in pain today. Before I came into these rooms, I existed and was surviving on just like really low grade to mid grade constant pain and discomfort. My acting out included a 6 year long avoidant, anxious attachment relationship with a man who was just completely unavailable. And every time that I felt rejected or dismissed or disappointed by my relationship with this person, which was constantly, I would turn to other men to help me feel better about that situation. So I was just, you know, pulling people from the orbit and using them to soothe the pain that I was feeling because I was choosing to put all of my self-worth on another person. And continue to do that regularly for years. Before this program, I had no self-awareness. I was not able to like look at the way that I was behaving or the way that I was treating people. I would get like a lot of raised eyebrows and like concerned looks from my normie friends who just like did not understand the ways that I was behaving or living my life. And I just, you know, had like a really inflated sense of ego and entitlement around like, this is just the way that I am. And meanwhile, like I was really suffering. I was dying on the inside. And I had known about these rooms for like a year before I actually came to a meeting. I was reading all the stuff on the website and identifying with everything and just kind of like kept it over there because I wasn't ready to look at it. And I joke about the fact that my breaking point, my bottom, was that my qualifier had invited me to join him on a trip across the world. And I ended up in a foreign country where I felt so unsafe and so alone. And I was there with this person for a month. And when I tell you that it was the worst experience of my life, I came back broken, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Like, I was not okay. And there was a meeting that was literally in a church across the street from where I lived. I had known about it for a year. And it took me going across the world to just put on shoes and walk across the street. Like, that's what it took. And that's what it took. That's what it took. I had to experience an enormous amount of pain to just give up. I loved that I got to read, you know, a version of the preamble, which is like five things. Here are the five things that you can do to feel better. Sobriety. Stop doing the thing that's killing you. Just stop doing it. Step work. Here are some tools that will help you feel better. Sponsorship. Here is a person who has experienced Strength and Hope and knows what you've been through and can help walk you through your recovery experience. Service, show up and do esteemable things so you will start feeling better. And spirituality, connecting to a power greater than me that knows better, just knows better than I do. Doesn't necessarily know everything, just knows better than I do. And, you know, I worked this program imperfectly. I got into a relationship with a person I met in these rooms, and we cosplayed recovery and a sober relationship for like a year and a half. You know, like I did that. And it was the most emotionally sober relationship I did in. It was an improvement from like all the ways that I used to behave. But, you know, like it got to a point where I realized I don't think this is God's choice for me. And I'm willing to accept that, so just show me what I need to know, and I promise I'm willing to take the next right action. And when that relationship ended, because I had stayed, I never left program, I've been coming back every, I'm in a meeting every day. Life is manageable, things are good, I am sober, but I come to a meeting every day because tomorrow it might all fall apart. And I'm kind of waiting for it to, because when I identify as a fantasy addict, I'm a negative fantasy addict. I think about all the ways that I don't deserve to be happy. I think about all the ways that I'm meant to suffer. And, you know, any moment now, like, my husband's going to realize I'm insane and not want to be married to me anymore and kick me out of the house we live in and keep the dog, but who I adore. Like, you know, there's all these things that I think about, and, like, none of it's true. That's the addict. That's the disease. None of that is true. The other thing that I will say about my recovery in this program today is that, yes, I got cash and prizes. I found a person that my higher power chose for me, and we share a very beautiful life. But I am still an addict, and I'm gonna say it louder for everyone in the back. I'm still an addict. This person hasn't changed who I am. Like, I'm still who I am. I'm grateful that he is loving and respectful and supportive and all the things on that sober dating plan. Like, my sober dating plan could be a TED Talk. It could be a thesis. Like, it was 20 pages of what I don't want in a relationship, what I do want in a relationship, and who I want to be in a relationship. And I looked at that 20-page document and was like, this person doesn't exist. That's okay. My life is beautiful, it's abundant, it's sober, I'm of service, and that's enough. Like, there's no void. You know, when you do the sober dating plan, or at least the one that I did, there's a pie chart, and it's like, identify the areas of your life and percentages of time that you spend to these areas of your life. And I looked at this very full pie chart, I'm like, where would a romantic partner even fit in? Like, where would this person even fit? He does, it's beautiful. But what I now am realizing about being in a sober marriage is that I get to look at the bigger stuff that, like, acting out just, like it made it impossible for me to look at the big picture. When I'm acting out and when I'm numbing out and when I'm not in, like, the present moment and living in reality, like, I don't have to confront the things that are actually really scary, like getting laid off from my job at the end of February. That was so unexpected and so, you know, like, the way that it happened was so demoralizing and disrespectful, and, like, it just, you know, totally rocked me to my core. But because of this program, like, you know, the recovery seeps into all areas of my life. Thanks, 2 minutes. I was able to just be in acceptance that, like, God has something better for me. This just isn't the right fit anymore. It's not, like, with relationships. It's also with, you know, career. And I'm realizing that more and more, like, if I'm living just in acceptance today, radical acceptance, and giving myself grace to feel the feelings that come up with whatever is happening in my life, whatever is disrupting me, whatever is, like, poking at my character defects, which I still experience on a daily, sometimes hourly basis, my character defects are here to stay because my higher power knows that they humble me and they keep me grounded. I experience judgment, self-righteousness, entitlement. You know, like, I can just be, like, a really disgusting version of myself. But today, I am aware of that, and I have kindness about it. I know where it comes from. And I just ask my higher power to sit with me when I'm going through it. Like, hey, I am uncomfortable, and I'm going to say or do something that I'm going to regret. So can, like, we just sit quietly and pause while I just let this moment, like, just wash through me? No one identified as a newcomer, but I believe that you will consistently confront newcomer energy in this program because of just the way that life is unpredictable and unmanageable. And being able to just steps 1, 2, and 3, admit you're powerless over a situation, know that your higher power is here to help you and take care of you, and just let your higher power do it. Take the wheel. I don't want to be in control of this anymore because I screw it up. So if someone else is here to help, like, please, just do that. And it's not ever going to be another person. Ever. It won't be. So yeah, I'm grateful that I got to wake up early today. I live now on the east side, so this is not a regular meeting for me anymore because it's far, but I woke up early, I took the dog for a walk, heard that, I'll wrap up. I got myself a bagel, and I just sat and I watched the ducks for a half hour before I came in and shared. And like, what a beautiful morning. What a beautiful morning with myself and with my higher power through the ducks. Like, what a beautiful experience. So yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing all of your shares. Thanks for letting me be of service.